Sai Ram dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, giving you live broadcast in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall ended just now with the beautiful program in the Divine Presence, it's now time for us, as the devotees are slowly lined up to have a close glimpse of our Lord. We shall now start the first session of the first segment of the evening session of this Thursday live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the recently begun program, the Veda Jignyasa. At the outset, we would like to offer our collective prayers at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, the Veda Purusha. And this being the week of his birthday. His birthday is nothing but the birthday of the Vedas. Satya Sai Bhagwan being the Veda Purusha, we shall all celebrate his birthday as the emergence, as the birth of the Vedas. With this collective offering, we shall now go into the class as such. In the last week's class, we had dealt with the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham, the first portion, that is the chanting portion, and then we went on to give you the word-to-word, line-by-line meaning of the first portion of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham, which starts with Om Namaste Ganapataye. And as a prelude to that, to this Atharva Sirsham, we have the Shanti Mantram, Bhadram Karneve Shrunuyama Devaha. So, dear listeners, in the last class, we had completed till Namo Vrata Pataye, Namo Ganapataye, Namo Pramatha Pataye. Now, in today's class, we shall take up the meaning of the Phalashruti of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham. And then, we shall go on to the inner significance, as we had, we were discussing in the last episode, that each mantram that we take up, we shall go into the depth and try to understand what is it that we can learn in our day-to-day life, what is it that we can implement in our day-to-day lives that is being proclaimed in the Vedas. As Swami told, Vedas are nothing but the way of life. It teaches you how to live a good, happy and blissful life. So in that regard, in today's class, we shall take up the Shanti Mantram that is chanted at the beginning of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham. So, without any further delay, we shall now try to complete the Phalashruti portion of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham. So, before we take up the meaning, we shall listen to the Phalashruti of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham.
एतदथर्वशीर्षं योधीते स ब्रह्मभूयाय कल्पते स सर्वविघ्नैर्न बाध्यते स सर्वत्र सुखमेधते स पञ्चमहापापात् प्रमुच्यते सायमधियानो दिवसकृतं पापं नाशयते प्रातरधियानो रात्रिकृतं पापं नाशयते सायं प्रातः प्रयुञ्जानो पापो पापो भवति सर्वत्राधियानोपविघ्नो भवति धर्मार्थकाममोक्षं च विन्दते इदमथर्वशीर्षमशिष्यायन ध्येयम् यो यदि मोहाद्दास्यति स पापीयान्भवति सहस्रावर्तनाद्दय्यं काममधीते तं तमनेन साधयेत् अनेन गणपतिमभिषिञ्चति स वाग्मी भवति చతుర్థ్యా మనశ్నం జపతి స విద్యావాన్ భవతి ఇత్యథర్వణ వాక్యం బ్రహ్మాధ్యావరణం విద్యాన్న బిభేతి కదాచనేతి యో దూర్వాంకురైర్యజతి స వైశ్రవణోపమో భవతి యో లాజైర్యజతి స యశోవాన్ భవతి సమేధావాన్ భవతి యో మోదక సహస్రేణ యజతి స వాంఛిత ఫలమవాప్నోతి యః సాధ్య సమిద్భిర్యజతి స సర్వం లభతే స సర్వం లభతే అష్టౌ బ్రాహ్మణాన్ సమ్యగ్రాహయిత్వా సూర్యవర్చస్వీ భవతి సూర్యగ్రహే మహానద్యాం ప్రతిమా సన్నిధౌ వా జప్వా సిద్ధమంత్రో భవతి మహావిఘ్నాత్ ప్రముచ్యతే మహాదోషాత్ ప్రముచ్యతే మహాప్రత్యవాయాత్ ప్రముచ్యతే ససర్వవిద్భవతి ససర్వవిద్భవతి య ఏవం వేద ఇత్యుపనిషత్ భద్రం కర్ణేభిః శృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టు వాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యషేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
Many of us might be asking questions as to why we need to chant the Vedam. Ganapati Atharva Sirsham. Why should we chant? For a rational brain, a rational mind. Yes, we need to answer that question. So that if we know the significance of doing a particular ritual or a chanting a mantra, or doing a certain spiritual activity, if we know the inner significance, if we can explain to a person why it should be done, what are the benefits that we get when we do a particular activity, then we have more scope of getting tuned or getting interested in doing that particular activity. So every mantram in Vedas gives you a particular phalashruti. Because of that, you will understand why this needs to be chanted. In the same way, for Ganapati Atharvasirsham, we have this phalashruti. Etadatharvasirsham yodhite sa brahma bhuyaya kalpate sa sarva vighnai erna badhyate sa sarvatra sukhamedhate స పంచ మహాపాపాత్ ప్రముచ్యతే. ఆఫ్టర్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వీ హ్యాడ్ రిసీవ్డ్ అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫీడ్బ్యాక్ దట్ ది మీనింగ్ షుడ్ బి టోల్డ్ అ లిటిల్ స్లోలీ సో దట్ దే హ్యావ్ టైమ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ టైమ్ టు రైట్ డౌన్ వాట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ టోల్డ్. సో ఫర్ ది కన్వీనియన్స్ అండ్ ఫర్ ది interest of all the listeners, I would like to take this opportunity to make the understanding of the meaning much slower than I did in the previous class. The etadatharva sirsanyodhite sa brahma bhoyaya kalpate sa sarva vignairna badhyate sa sarvatra sukhamedhate sa panchamahapapat pramuchyate. This is called the head of the Atharva Veda. Etadatharva sirsanyodhite sa brahma bhoyaya kalpate. It makes you capable of merging with that ultimate Brahman. ససర్వ విఘ్నైర్న బాధ్యతే. ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ ఆల్ రోడ్ బ్లాక్స్ ఆన్ యువర్ వే. యాజ్ వీ నో దట్ లార్డ్ గణేష ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి విఘ్నహర్త అండ్ ఆల్సో విఘ్నకర్త. ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ టు నో దిస్ బికాస్ విఘ్నహర్త, ఎస్, హీ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ రిమూవ్స్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్, బట్ హీ ఈస్ ద వన్ హూ క్రియేట్స్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ గణేష. బట్ వై ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ దట్ ఈస్ టోల్డ్? బికాస్ గణేష ఆల్సో puts obstacles so that we don't commit any mistake, anything wrong in our day-to-day activities. That is where Lord Ganesha comes into picture. Then, sa sarva sukhame dhate, it leads you to permanent happiness and gives you all pleasures. Sa pancha maha papa at pramuchyate, it helps you out of the 5 great sins. సాయమధియానో దివసకృతం పాపం నాశయతి, ప్రాతరధియానో రాత్రికృతం పాపం నాశయతి, సాయం ప్రాతః ప్రయుజ్ఞానో పాపో పాపో భవతి, సర్వత్రాధియానో పవిఘ్నో భవతి, ధర్మార్థకామమోక్షం చ విందతి. Meditating it in the evening removes sins committed in daytime. Meditating it in the morning removes the sins committed at the night. Meditating during evening and morning removes all the sins that are committed. Meditating on it always does never have any problems. One who meditates it continuously, who keeps chanting the name of the Lord, has no obstacles at all. He does not face any problems. Even if he faces, he has the Lord offer, Lord gives him the strength to come up with a solution for his problems. And you would get dharma, wealth and salvation. Idam adharva sirsham ashishyayana deyam yo yadi moha dasyati sapapiyan bhavati సహస్రావర్తనాజ్యం యం కామమధీతే తం తమనేన సాధయేత్. దిస్ అథర్వశీర్ష షుడ్ నాట్ బి గివెన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ డిసైపుల్. హీ హూ గివ్స్ ఇట్ డ్యూ టు ప్యాషన్ బికమ్స్ అ గ్రేట్ సిన్నర్. 1000 టైమ్స్ రిపిటీషన్ హెల్ప్స్ వన్ గెట్ ఆల్ దట్ వన్ విషెస్ టు గెట్. అనేన గణపతిమభిషించతి స వాగ్మీ భవతి, చతుర్ధ్యామనుష్ణం జపతి స విద్యావాన్ భవతి, ఇత్యధర్వణ వాక్యం బ్రహ్మాద్యావరణం విద్యా న విభేతి కదాచనేతి. హీ హూ గివ్స్ సెరిమోనియల్ బాత్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ వుడ్ బికమ్ అ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్. హీ హూ రీడ్స్ ఇట్ విత్ ఎంప్టీ స్టమక్ ఆన్ ది 4th ఫేజ్ ఆఫ్ మూన్ becomes knowledgeable. This which has been written in Atharva Veda makes gods like Brahma very dear to you, and he who chants it becomes one with knowledge. Yo durvankurair yajati savai shravanopamo bhavati, yo lajair yajati sayashovan bhavati, samedhavan bhavati, యో మోదక సహస్రేణ యజతి సవాంఛిత ఫలమవాప్నోతి, యస్ సాజ్జ సమిద్భిర్ యజతి ససర్వం లభతే ససర్వం లభతే. హీ హూ వర్షిప్స్ విత్ ధ్రువ గ్రాస్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ వుడ్ బికమ్ వెరీ రిచ్. హీ హూ వర్షిప్స్ విత్ పఫ్డ్ రైస్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ వుడ్ బికమ్ వెరీ ఫేమస్. హీ హూ వర్షిప్స్ దిస్ విత్ 1000 మోదకాస్ would get all his desires fulfilled. He who worships with fire sacrifice would get all that he wants. Ashtau brahmana samyagrahayitva surya varchasvi bhavati surya grahe mahanadyam pratimasannidha japtva siddha mantro bhavati mahavighnaat pramuchyate mahadoshaat pramuchyate మహాప్రత్యవాయాత్ ప్రముచ్యతే ససर्वविद्भवति ससर्वविद्भवति य एवं वेदा इत्युपनिषत्. He who chants with eight Brahmins would get the effulgence of sun god. He who chants it during solar eclipse in the shores of great rivers or in front of Ganesha every month would become the master of this mantra, and this becomes true. He would get rid of major roadblocks. He would get rid of problems. He would get rid of dangers. He would become greatly knowledgeable. And this is the Veda, and this is what the Upanishad says. Sairam, Brother Bhargav.
Sairam, Brother Ganesh.
So, having learnt the basic outline, the basic meaning of the Ganapati Adharvashisham.
Now you mean the challenge begins?
Yes, the challenge begins. Because I am immediately reminded of an incident that happened with Gandikote Subramanya Shastri Garu and his son, Sri G.V. Subbarao, who was an economist and who worked for UNICEF in the UN. And with Swami's grace, he had come and settled in India, in Prashantinilayam. On one occasion, both were scholars in the Vedas. Subbarao Garu, being in the field of economics, he had his own share of doubts whether whatever Swami says is in the Vedas or not.
The scientific mind.
The scientific mind, the rational mind. Yeah. So once, when Gandikote Subramanya Shastri Garu called him to his native place in Andhra Pradesh, he goes to his father and serves him. On one occasion, G.V. Subbarao Garu picks up one copy of Sanatana Saradi, which comes that month.
Mm-hmm.
And as he is going through, he feels, my father always keeps telling, whatever Swami says is the Vedas. Whatever Swami tells is there in the Vedas.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really true? So as this thought flashes his mind, Subramanya Shastri Garu calls him and he tells, never ever doubt the words of Swami.
Yeah.
And he being a multifaceted scholar, he asks Subbarao Garu to open the book and he tells line by line, whatever, he takes up one line of what Swami told in his discourse and he tells Subbarao, go and get that particular book which is there in the rack. And he takes up one copy and Shastri Garu opens it and finds out the exact meaning, what is mentioned in the Vedas. Like that, he goes on to explain each and every paragraph that Swami has told in his discourse, which is a parallel to the...
which is reflected in the Vedas.
Reflected in the Vedas.
Mm.
So, whatever Swami speaks is the Vedas.
Mm.
So now, listeners might be wondering, what are we talking about when we are talking about Ganapati Adharvashisham?
Mm.
So we are now coming back to that.
So we thought of getting into a venture which is a little difficult because might be getting the just a superficial and normal meaning is very easy. We can just do it. But going in depth needs a lot of effort and lot of insights and lot of help from your side also, dear listeners. So first thing first, we thought, okay, Ganapati Atharvashirsham. So we thought, like, okay, let's see the words itself. So with that also, we got so many fascinating things. Atharvashirsham. Atharva is actually one thing which we found is Atharva Upanishad. So Atharva, there's the fourth Veda, Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvan Veda. So that's one thing. Second thing we found was that there's a name of Ganesha which is Atharvana. It's the name of Ganesha. That's also fine. The third and most interesting thing which we found is that Atharvana means Atharva. Atharva means the accomplished one.
Mm.
So Atharva Shirsham is the one who has an accomplished mind. So means one meaning which comes is, if you chant this mantra and if you actually try to understand this mantra and try to practice the things which are there in the mantra, as you are telling about the Phalashruti, so it will help you in accomplishing or concentrating or making the mind one-pointed.
Yes.
It's a very interesting insight. I never thought about it. And then next, you told we'll go to the Shanti Mantra.
Shanti Mantra.
So first, one question actually comes to my mind that we have so many mantras.
Mm.
And why should we have the Shanti Mantra in the beginning then? Like, is it something which we had already discussed in the beginning that, yeah, Shanti Mantra has to be there? Why should we have Shanti Mantra at all? So when we pondered on this, if you remember, Ganesh, that we had told that whenever you sit for anything like Veda Parayana or learning Veda, you should get all your faculties in one place. You should always stabilize your mind, stabilize your body,
being,
everything. So is it that the Shanti Mantra helps you in stabilizing yourself? Can we just get into the Bhadram Karnebhi and try to understand?
Yes, yes, surely, surely.
Is it that? Is it that? Because we always see that every mantra you see, you take Narayana Upanishad, we have Sahana Bhavatu, is a Shanti Mantra. It always talks about let us all grow together, let us all stay together.
Mm.
Then we have our Purushottam. We have this Tat Chayura Vani. In that also, Dvipade, Chitushpade, all should be happy, all should be fine.
Mm.
You get to take any mantra, we have always a Shanti Mantra in the beginning.
Mm.
So what I felt is, before starting anything so potent and so powerful, with so much of vibrations embedded into it, we should first be ready to receive it.
Mm.
So, and to receive it, the bare minimum we can do is
Concentrate
and silence your mind. So I think that's the first and most important prerequisite.
Yes, because it is being told, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam.
Yes.
So, in order to acquire Shraddha, first physically, mentally and emotionally, you need to be focused.
Yes.
So, in order to get that focus, all the pancha karmendriyas and the jnanendriyas should be made to be stable.
Yes.
So, maybe you need to redirect them in the right way.
Yes.
So, for that, I think this is the perfect mantra. And when we see the Lord Ganesha, it is very obvious that all these things that are, it's not that Bhadram Karnebhi is selected for to be a part of Ganapati Adarshisham.
It's not that pick up one and can't, no.
No. Why not Tachayo Ravruni Mahe for Ganapati Adarshisham?
Yeah.
But there is a significance as we go forward.
We'll understand.
We will try to understand that.
Yes.
So we shall chant the
Shanti Mantra.
Shanti Mantra. Om
Bhadram Karne Bhishrunu Yama Deva Bhadram Pashye Maksha Bhiryajatra Sthirai Rangai Estushtu Vagum Sastanu Bhihi Vyashema Devahi Tanyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashravah Swastina Pusha Vishwavedah Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Bruhaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Ganesh, before starting from the beginning, I felt I'm tempted to tell the last portion of it because Swami always mentions that.
Surely.
Om Shanti Shanti
Shanti.
Why three Shantis? Swami has very beautifully told that the Shanti should be of all the three levels of existence, that is body,
Adibhautika,
Adidaivika
and Adhyatmika.
So body wise we should be peaceful, mentally also we should be peaceful, and at the deeper level, at the soul level or the atmic level, whatever level we consider it as, we should be peaceful. So once we are peaceful in all these three, then what comes next will directly impact us.
Yes.
So the first verse, Bhadram Karne Bhishnu Yama Devaha. Oh my God, I feel when we just pondered, we found that the most important faculty for any spiritual knowledge is the ears, the hearing.
Mm.
Because what you listen is very, very important in what you get.
Yes. Mm.
Because many times, these days what has happened is, like Swami also says that you listen, whenever someone tells you something, you listen with a preconceived notion. Oh yeah, is he talking sense? You always try to match with your memory of whatever you know.
Mm.
And then you try to listen and match, okay, huh, he's good. But Swami says that listening should be perfect listening. Means you should be totally open to whatever is coming to you. I remember one beautiful Chinnakatha of Swami. I think the story of three dolls.
Three dolls, yes.
So there's a beautiful analogy. There's a small beautiful incident also. Swami had gone to, I think, one of the science exhibition or something in our hostel or somewhere. Hostel. I don't know exactly where. And there's a very beautiful, Swami was very amused and very attracted to this one particular model which was there of three dolls. So one doll, if you put a small piece of straw or a grass or in any small stick from the left ear, it'll go to the right ear.
Right.
So you can guess what it means. It means there are some people who just listen from the left ear and
leave it
from the right ear. So actually nothing goes inside. So this is still okay, I felt, because Swami was more amused the second one, because second one is more interesting. You put the straw, piece of straw or the stick or whatever to the left ear, it comes out to the mouth. Means what? Means it's like a parrot. Whatever you listen, you just blurt it out.
Blurt it out.
Means Swami says, no bookish knowledge. You just see, you don't even try to follow. Not even try to practice what is there in that, and just blurt out whatever is there. So this is also not correct. The third one, which Swami is very happy with, was when you put the piece of straw into the left ear.
It doesn't come out.
It just gets...
stays there.
No, just vanishes. It doesn't come out anywhere. Swami told, yes, it goes to the heart. So that should be the way of listening. Good listening. Bhadram karne bhi shunuyama devaha. Let the listening, what we do, should be good. Oh God, oh Lord. So...
otherwise, it becomes mere hearing.
Yes.
But not listening.
Listening. So, this listening is something where whatever Swami says or whatever he says, Swami tells in Telugu, Hrudayaniki
Hattukovali.
Means,
should get imprinted in your heart.
So, that is how you should listen. So, then, is this the only way of listening? Then, there's one more beautiful insight and analogy in this, because our Sanatana Dharma is so rich. It is, you can find any number of deeper understandings of every aspect. You know, there is one deity called Dakshinamurti. He's so amazing and fascinating. And if you remember our
higher secondary school
building, we have that big
Dakshinamurti statue
there. With a banyan tree behind and then four sages sitting in the front. So, I feel that is the highest listening which we should actually aspire for.
Yes.
What is it? Listening the silence. You heard it correct. Listening the silence.
Exactly.
So, means there should be a stage where we should stop listening to words and listening to silence. Sounds very weird, I think.
Very weird, but that is what Swami tells, because in one case when Swami explains the various types of prayer, in the first kind of prayer, you talk and God listens.
Yeah.
In the second type of conversation which you have with God, God talks and you listen. In the third aspect, you talk and God also talks.
Yes.
In the fourth and final aspect which we are talking about now, none of them talk.
Both listen.
But both listen.
So that's like how it can be. It's so amazing. So if I thought we'll just talk about the Dakshinamurti story as such. It seems there are four Manasputras of Brahma.
Sanat Kumara, Sanat Sujata, Sanak Sananda.
And I don't know the four names. I can just confirm. So when they came out of Brahma's Manas, they were Manasputras, then there was a need to teach them Brahmagyana. So, Shiva appears as Dakshinamurti and says, okay, I will teach you. So, there are a lot of doubts and they kept on asking doubts. For every doubt, there was one answer from Dakshinamurti. And then again, there was one more doubt. So, this went on for some time, it seems. So, like very natural. We have like desires. If we have a desire, we fulfill, one more desire comes. The one more thing sprouts.
Unending.
Unending it is. So, it went on for... I don't know, some long amount of time. So then Shiva, Lord Shiva only is Dakshinamurti. He decided that let me teach them in a very perfect way. Because after a stage, he thought, okay, now they are paripakva. They are ready for the final thing. So what he did, he just withdraws himself, goes and sits under a banyan tree, the way we see in front of
high secondary school.
And then these four sages just come and sit next to him. And then the story goes that he teaches them in Paravak.
Hmm.
Paravak, what is that? Means you teach in silence.
Silence.
And it seems the way it was taught was, there was no words exchanged, but
Everything
was learned by heart directly from the guru.
Hmm.
So I think when a Sadguru comes down, I think that is the final thing which he will actually expect us to learn from.
Yes, and often Swami keeps telling us that only in the depths of silence that you can hear to the footsteps of God or the voice of God.
Yes. And then one more thing, you always share that about Omkaram you had told once.
Hmm. Once Swami had, in the beginning of our Veda Jignasa,
we had mentioned about this,
that the silence that is there in between two Omkarams, that is where Brahman exists.
So the silence again comes.
You learn in silence.
Hmm.
You find God in silence.
Hmm. So basically I think the essence of the first line, Bhadram Karnebhi, is you listen good things, you listen very good, but the final outcome is listen the silence.
Silence.
It is very difficult, but let's pray to Swami and then ask him to grant it to all of us.
And maybe now we can just relate this only the listening part to Lord Ganesha.
Yeah.
So when you see the form of Lord Ganesha, you see the big massive ears.
Yes, yes.
And it just keeps flapping, and whatever good is there, only that enters.
Yeah.
It has huge ears so that it can take what is good.
Yeah, no.
It has the capacity to
take good, and not only that. Actually, they say that if you want to be a good manager, actually in being an MBA, I remember we had learned this, that the best thing to be good to people and to get your things done or being good in life is good listening, because these days people don't listen.
Mm.
They only want to give their point of views to others and impose it on others.
Mm.
But if you are a good listener, many things get solved, Swami says.
Mm.
So I think might be the big ears of Ganesha actually indicate to that you should be a very good listener. Because when you listen, automatically many of the things which misconceptions or any problems or anything
get
ruled out automatically. And then one more thing, actually, being in the university, I know that there is something called as mentoring, which our teachers do to the students. So one thing which is very, very important is listening, it seems. Mm. If you just listen, half of the things are solved.
Mm.
You don't need to give a solution at all. So when Ganesha talks about that, Ganesha actually indicates that you should be a good listener.
Mm.
So listening has got so many.
And even Swami talks about that, I think it was Aristotle's story of the triple filter test.
Yeah.
When somebody comes and tries to tell him something, first thing he asks him, before you tell this to me, tell me whether it is true or not.
Yes.
Whether it is, whether you have personally seen it or not, and whether it is making a good impact to me and to you also.
Yes.
The three-step test.
Yeah, three-step filters, correct.
Yeah. If that is not fulfilled, you need not tell me anything.
Yes, we don't need.
So, we choose our words in such a way that it does good to all.
Yes.
So, even now, if we correlate the first line to what Swami tells, hear no evil, hear what is good. So, whatever Swami says is already there in the Vedas.
Yes, correct.
It's so simple to understand. So,
yes.
So then we move on to the next line.
Next one. See no evil, see what is good.
Bhadram pashye maksha virya jatra.
So, yeah, Swami has always told that see what is good, because they say that eyes are the most important part of the soul, which actually reflect the take the maximum amount of inputs from the outside world.
Mm.
So it should be very sacred when you take it inside.
Mm.
And then Swami gives a very beautiful analogy about two of these sense organs. One is the eyes and one is the mouth.
Mm.
What?
Yes, only these two have lids.
Yes.
They can be stopped.
Stopped, yeah. You can shut them.
Shut them.
Shut your mouth, Swami says, nor musko.
And because, as Swami tells, whatever you see gets imprinted in your mind.
Very
quickly. It becomes an image.
Mm.
So that is what keeps reflecting your thoughts.
Yes.
So we have to be very careful about what we see and with what intention we see.
Mm.
So when we keep these things in mind, and one more aspect of this is we should make an eye for detail.
Yeah.
When you are, when we talk about these management jargons, when you are doing an activity, you go into the detail of everything that is involved in that activity.
And might be even the big picture. You have to be someone who can see the detail and at the same time the big picture. Both of them you should see. Mm-hmm. So these are the, like, this is for seeing, this is one thing. And then I felt there's one more important thing which Swami always talks. Remember once we had mentioned this earlier also about when Swami had told our Atirudra Mahayagyam time how to chant Vedam. So he had, remember he had told that keep your gaze fixed. But see inward. So might be that is probably the way you should actually see. I'm not telling that close yourself fully. But like Swami always says that the seeing with this Charma chakshu means the one with the eyes which are there, which we can see. Through this what you see, Swami says, yad pashyati tad nashyati. There is whatever we see with these eyes, whatever we see, it is something which is destructible. It is not indestructible. So you should have a vision to see that which is indestructible. So for that, Swami says, you have to develop that inner vision.
Yes.
And then I think this is the best example of developing your inner vision.
Yes, like exactly.
You have a gaze and
fixed gaze, but concentrating inside.
So this is, I think, very, very important. Then there comes, if you see, even you see Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, they have this third eye, they say, the third eye of wisdom. So when we get little more accomplished in seeing in that way, the good seeing or this, the seeing which is beyond the ordinary. So you actually, it's not that they have an eye somewhere on the forehead, we don't have
it. Our jnana chakshu, the wisdom that dawns upon us.
So it is not that they have the eye and we don't have. Swami says, I am God, you also God, but I know it, you don't know it. So basically all of us have the third eye. But only thing, we have not developed it. We have not seen it because we have not done that sadhana to actually develop that inner vision where we can see God in everywhere, or where we can see the one which is indestructible. What Swami says. So this is the second one.
But Bhargav, when we come to very, very layman terms, what Swami tells is so simple. When he tells, see no evil, see what is good. The difference between man and God, Swami so clearly tells, man, even if you have 99 good qualities and one bad quality in a person, man has the capability of highlighting that one bad aspect and blowing it up. Whereas God, if he finds out that there is one good thing in you and 99 bad things in you, he has the ability and the magnanimity to see only the one good thing in you and highlight it so that you become more and more good.
Good, yes, yes.
So that is what we have to develop in a day-to-day basis.
Yes, see good in everyone.
See good in everyone and everything.
Yeah, one example which generally I remember we used to get in our classes in our university time, that if there is a whiteboard, so if the whiteboard is spick and span clean, but if just put one black dot on it, so if you just ask anyone, it's very natural. If you ask anyone what is there on the board, no one will say that there is white space. They'll say there's a black dot. So it is, this is one more thing where I think Swami is exhorting us to do some things beyond the ordinary, that even, especially being his devotees and being his students, even that one dot you should not have. That vision, like as you told, it is not only seeing what is good from our side, but making others also see what is only good, or make yourself so pure that they see only good in you. And then might be this develops because you also start seeing only good in others. Probably that is where it is
leading,
give and take. Yeah, it is like it goes both ways. Whatever you do comes as a reflection to you. So then what Swami says in this, for that, see no evil,
see what is good. So the next one.
Sthirai rangai istushtu vagum sastanu bhihi. Actually, we had covered this. Sthirai angaihi stushtuvagum sastanubhihi means with all the limbs. Angaihi, sthira means stable.
Stable.
Tanuhu means the body. Worship. Stu. Stu means stuti, that is worshipping.
Mm.
Worship the Lord with stability of your limbs, mm. all the limbs.
Mm.
So here limbs can be like, see, because this is Veda, it is like, they say there are levels of understanding, levels of meaning in this.
Mm.
So one thing which we can understand is it should be stable, sitting in a very stable posture,
mm.
without any wavering of your body. That is one thing. And second thing, anyway, it comes as
a
mind.
And when you see Lord Ganesha,
mm.
the elephant, it is so stable.
Yes.
Unlike the horse, the elephant has the ability to stand for hours together, even without moving. Only its ears move.
Yes.
But that is like a symbolic representation of the Ganesha aspect.
Yes.
So, Vyashema Deva Hitanyadayuhu
means,
may we offer our lifespan allotted by the Devas. Means we are offering everything.
Whatever we have.
Like Swami beautifully tells, make me a part of every action, every activity of okay. yours.
Mm.
Then it is like God is there along with you.
Mm. Correct. Then next is
Swastina Indro Vriddhashrava.
So in this, the mention of Indra comes.
Mm.
So I remember once I have read somewhere Swami had mentioned that difference between Indra and Rudra.
Mm.
So Indra is actually the one who takes care. He's a deity of the senses,
mm.
because that's Indriya.
Mm, Indra.
So I think it's a direct thing that it's not that you are praying to someone who is the lord of the devas and then pray to him and mm. he should be happy.
Mm.
I think there might be I'm just assuming
you should become the master of your senses.
Yes. So the Indra here is the one who is a master. You become a master of your senses mm. by praying to him. Because as we had discussed before, the stability or the one-pointedness of Atharva Shirsham or the Bhadram Karnevi, Bhadram Pashye, everything,
mm.
and Sthirai Angaihi, all these things will not come till you have your senses at one point and concentrating and understanding what is being told to you.
Yes.
So that you can't understand anything.
Mm.
So this is very important that when you pray or when you do anything, your senses should cooperate with you.
Mm.
So this is one prayer for your senses.
Mm. Then we go to the
Swastina
Pusha Vishvavedah.
Yeah, Pusha is a very interesting deity. Aditya.
Aditya.
It seems there are 12 Adityas, Dvadasha Adityas.
Mm.
So out of that, every Aditya has got a specific role to play.
Mm.
Here, this Aditya is someone who is a nourisher.
Mm.
He nourishes you.
Mm.
Nourishes you.
With what?
Nourishes you with knowledge,
mm.
with all the good things in life.
Mm.
So, for your learning to start or for you to
mm.
have that inclination for learning,
mm.
you need to have the blessings of Pusha.
Mm.
So, I think we are trying to cover all aspects of our body, mind and soul or whatever we have.
Yes.
To
in one Shanti Mantra,
yeah, so much we have.
Everything is covered.
So that once you finish this and then go and start your Ganesha Athara Sirsham, actually you will just get realization, I think.
Yes.
The way it goes is like that.
Swasti Nastarksho Arishtanemihi Swasti No Brihaspatir Dhatu.
So actually, these two are again, there are a lot of enigmatic things in this, enigmatic things, because Tarksho is, it seems, one name of Garuda.
Hmm.
But this deity is steeped lot in mystery. We don't know what it means. And Arishtanemi also has a lot of means, it seems. One meaning of Arishtanemi is that it is the one who gives you well-being.
Hmm.
But one more meaning which I found, whether you can get multiple meanings. One more meaning is called the circle of security or the circle of influence for you. And one more meaning is, the spoke of a wheel.
Mm.
So if you a cycle with those spokes in the middle, you have that axle and this. So what happens is those spokes actually protect the cycle from collapsing, the tire from collapsing. So arista nemi actually means that periphery of the cycle which protects with the spokes from falling down and protects the cycle. Cycle is just the analogy, but so this circle of influence which protects you should protect me because I am going to take up this learning.
So before you undertake the chanting of Ganapati Adoration, it's so important to stabilize everything and make everything focused, so that you can start.
And not only that, then you are actually asking Tarksho. There are so many versions. One is that he's Garuda. To come and give you that circle of protection so that when you do a chanting, no negative influence comes and touches you. So this is again one more very fascinating part about this line. And then next is Swastino Bruhaspatir Dadatu. So Bruhaspati is actually the Devaguru.
The
one who is the deity of the Devas. The Guru of Devas, sorry, the preceptor of the Devas. So let him grant me the well-being to be able to start learning or chanting or teaching the Vedam to everyone. So I think there is.
So with this, maybe we can request the listeners to ponder upon the Falashruti alone of the Ganapati Adoration.
And might be we just touched a drop in the Bhadram Karnebi Santi Mantra, because I think so many more things will be there in this. So
with this, we do request the listeners to write your feedback and your ideas to take this Veda Jignasa forward, and we request them to ponder upon what is being told so that it will give an insight. It will give a different insight to them as well.
Yes.
So please do write in your feedback and your ideas to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp to 9595258258. So with this, we come to an end to this week's Veda Jignasa program, and we once again offer our humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Sai Ram, and happy listening.
Sai Ram.